tuned in to Agriculture Today from the campus of Kansas State University. Welcome. And the cattle markets had a good run of it last week. We'll pick up on that and some other market matters with our guest out of Denver, where he is the director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center, Jim Robb. Very impressive showing on the cattle trades, cash and futures last week, Jim, and something that folks had not totally anticipated.
We really did not anticipate this, Eric. As you said, beef production last week was up 4.3% on the weekly data, according to USDA, and total red meat production was up over 3% year over year. So quite a bit of product moving through the system, but packers needed animals to process, and we certainly got a stronger fed cattle market, you know, over 129 trade. The futures over 130 for the first time on this February contract since it's been available. Feeder cattle markets were stronger, too. So it's a bit of a pleasant surprise. The supply of animals seems to be still rather tight in the short term, and that supported the marketplace. The wholesale beef cutout wasn't really changed week over week, but we need to look back to last year, and we're up $20 per hundredweight or over 10% year over year in the wholesale beef market, and that's certainly underpinning the live animal marketplace.
But again, your suggestion is that the last week's strength was largely on the back of supply concerns.
The very short-term supply concerns and packers needing animals in that environment. We still have a lot of featuring of beef going on in the marketplace and good movement through the market channels.
Jim, there has been some discussion in the industry about the larger placement numbers we've seen in feedlots in recent months and what implications those might bring to bear. Those worries were apparently not reflected last week.
Well, they weren't really reflected week over week, but if we look at the futures market overall, Eric, we have a 130 February contract and we have a 115 in change August contract. So we have a fully $15 per hundredweight rollback in the Fed steer marketplace. That may not be quite enough to reflect the large placements against, let's say, the early June through early August timeframe. We have placed a lot of animals, and so that the dynamic in the marketplace, I think, is reflected in the futures market, but we continue to place a lot of animals because of drought.
And that's something that could persist for a while as we continue to hear these repeated long-term outlooks that say that the dry weather, if not drought, will be with us for a while.
And it has been so far. I think it's already had some market impacts as we look at the number of cows that have come to the marketplace, mostly open cows, but they probably have come earlier than anticipated in 2018. And the placements seem to be remaining large based on our pre-report estimates going into this Friday's cattle on feed report.
And we want to bring up that coal cow market in further detail in a second here. But you have some thoughts ahead of the cattle on feed report as to what those numbers might tell us, Jim?
And I think it's a tale of dry conditions and the Southern Plains being the major part of the story in placements. We have placements up year over year 1% for the month of January. That does not sound like a lot, but a year ago we placed a lot of animals in January because we slowed them down and we kind of delayed them into feed yards where we're pulling them in early this year. And certainly the drought conditions in the Southern Plains, our members across Texas, Oklahoma, especially into New Mexico, have said that the wheat pasture has turned to a point where a lot of cattle were forced to be placed into feed yards in the month of January. In fact, the Southern Plains numbers could come in surprisingly large, and we're comparing again against a number that was big last year. So I wouldn't be surprised if that placement number comes in even a little bit bigger, adding to this story about placements and the impact on fed cattle prices down the road. Marketings were up fully 6% year over year, Eric. We did have one more slaughter day, and so that's up 1.4% on a good marketing number last year. We're not really backing up animals, but we're certainly placing a lot of animals into feed yards. And that'll leave us an on-feed inventory up about 7%, maybe 7.5% year over year. That's a little bit smaller percent increase than we had last month, but that's still a lot of cattle to work through. And again, the concern is the time frame that those animals come out of feed yards, certainly targeted to the summer months. And that's the time where this fed cattle market and the feeder cattle markets will come together. we've had a lot of talk about feeder cattle supplies outside of feed yards being small. Mm-hmm. And this report will certainly add to that debate. But we need to remember they're already in feed yards. And so it's a supply story and a demand story. And the demand story is what's going to be the demand for feeder cattle, especially if we have dry conditions and we're pushing animals into the marketplace. And if cattle feeders are looking at lower prices significantly by the summertime. So, you know, just looking at the supply of animals outside of feed yards is not quite enough. And we look for lower prices into the summertime for fed cattle. And that may take a little bit of steam out of this feeder cattle market also, especially in this kind of June, July, August time frame.
So as far as that cattle on feed report, need to, again, keep in mind that a number of cattle are being pulled forward, but there may be not a red flag, but a caution flag associated with those numbers as well.
I think it's a cautionary flag. Again, we'll look at the weight breakdown in the placements. Many of these will be lighter weight animals, but they will move through the marketing chain quicker than if they were staying on wheat pasture.
Back to the dry weather and the drought, flat out, in many quarters in the Central Plains, parts of Kansas included. The sell-off of cows because of lack of sufficient grazing resources and so forth. What do you see in the cull cow market and what might be ahead, Jim?
Well, we've seen a cull cow market that has been weaker than anticipated. In fact, the month of January was below December's in the Southern Plains cull cow prices. But last week we saw a pretty good uptick, and what we think has happened here is we have increased number of beef cows coming to slaughter, and that's been up year-to-date 12% year-over-year. Now, those are obviously open cows, Eric, but people are making some decisions, and maybe they were going to take those cull cows a little bit longer on wheat pasture or inexpensive forage, which has kind of evaporated here in many areas. Also, we've had on top of that a 3% year-over-year increase in dairy cow slaughter due to low milk prices. So we're up year-to-date 7% on cow slaughter. That is maybe will slow down a little bit. This last week we did see in the Southern Plains about $4 per hundredweight higher cull cow market than we did the prior week. And there's a strong seasonal pattern, Eric, where we start to pull up cull cow prices, especially as the fed cattle market gets stronger. So, you know, we are seeing some uptick in cull cow prices, but from a very low base. And as we look ahead, the drought conditions and also the dairy cow slaughter levels due to low milk prices probably keep these cull cow slaughter rates above a year ago for several more weeks and maybe longer. So that's a concern for those producers that have still got some open cows or there may be, as we get into calving season, find some open cows. How do we market those animals? And we probably have to put a sharp pencil to that, and especially giving our forage supplies, looking at selling those animals earlier rather than later. And So we're going to get an opportunity here in the next few weeks to see these cull cow prices probably work a little bit higher, but again, not as much higher as we often do due to the larger supplies coming into the marketing system.
So some signals that you producers who anticipate culling some females need to keep on top of anyway as we move into the weeks and months ahead. So Jim, we saw the fed cattle trade, cash trade, bump up as much as $4. Futures on both the fed and feeder sides had a good run of it last week. What's the ceiling for this market relative near term?
Well, the ceiling's always hard to call, Eric. You know, this is a market that's had some extra support due to the near-term needs of packers, and we've had rather tight cattle supplies and some very cold weather across especially the Midwestern cattle feeding areas of eastern Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota that has really capped growth rates, slaughter weights, et cetera. But this is a market that has the potential, given the supply and how we placed animals, to peak here in the first quarter of the year and not so much in the second quarter or certainly late in the second quarter of the year. So we probably have pulled our market peak a little bit earlier. This is not a market that can't go up a little bit more, but the wholesale beef market doesn't seem to want to give us a lot more. Some of this increase has been really a narrowing of packer margin. So I think we're a little bit pleasantly surprised here, and in some cases we don't want to slow down our marketing rates, or if we're selling cull cows, et cetera, we need to maybe look at that with a sharp pencil.
Very well. We always appreciate your comments and insight, Jim. Many thanks. We will catch up with you in a few weeks once more.
My pleasure, Eric.
He's the director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center. To remind you once more, that project is co-sponsored by K-State and numerous other land-grant universities. That's Jim Robb with this week's Cattle Market Commentary. By the way, check out the center's website for loads of good information of interest to you cattle producers at lmic.info. That's lmic.info. We'll be back in a few moments with a feature from that Kansas Cattle Drive, which took place in Reno County over the weekend. That's next here on the K-State Radio Network and Agriculture Today.